Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Good morning. Hi there. Ready for the weekend? Because it is here. We are already over halfway through with April. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
It's cold.
It's warmer.
I'm waiting for spring.
Yes. And those tulips that have been saying, I don't want to bloom, I don't want to bloom, are finally coming up.
Oh, you went to the festival, didn't you?
Yes, and only half of them were bloomed. They're starting to do that now. And with this warmer weather we're expecting this week, that should be happening.
We're getting some things blooming in my backyard, but not a lot yet.
No, I know. It's like just one or two flowers on the trees because they're like, no, it's too cold out there.
What do you have in your backyard, Jerry?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a beautiful formal garden back there.
Oh, you do?
It's why we bought the house, actually.
Ah.
There's that formal garden, somebody put an enormous amount of time and money and effort into it. And so, yeah, my wife took one look at that garden because it is a beautiful formal English garden.
Love that.
It's not grass. There's no grass out there.
Oh, you know it's just all beauty.
Shrubs and flowers and gorgeous stuff. But I could never create that in a million years. So, so we just kept the same gardener they had.
Very good idea.
He's managed it forever. We just said, you stay and keep
doing it. Yes, you know what to do. And she saw that and was sold. Yeah. The house is sold.
Yeah, when she saw the garden, she wanted the house. I wanted the view. I've got a view. I'm up on a hillside and I've got a view out across the lake and the city across, and I can see everything. The last house I was in was one of those where they took one lot and cut it in half.
Uh-oh.
Put two mega mansions, in one little lot. And my view across the driveway was a fence. And the view out the back door was a fence.
Oh, no. That's not fun.
And I had fences 5 feet from my property.
Your property line.
Disgusting. So, yeah. So getting where I can see the mountains and the lake and the city. So I bought it for the view. She bought it for the yard.
And everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
That's
good. I don't ever want to move. I want to keep that house.
There you go.
The only thing that would make me move and leave is...
Well, can't even think of a reason.
No. I'm just finding a way to speak of the morons in charge of the state government and with reasonable, polite, and avoiding profanity.
Is it possible?
Yeah. Well, it's difficult because they just passed now a 7% tax on capital gains, and they're talking about now passing a wealth tax on everything you've accumulated in your entire life. That they want to tax every year. And I'm just...
Wow.
So, yeah. So the new tax policies are making me want to move to Florida.
Go
to one of the free states.
There you go.
So I love my home. I really enjoy Kirkland.
Love it here.
I love the weather and the mountains and the lakes and the streams. I just hate the politicians. They may drive me out. We'll see.
Wow.
Well, you've been working on your book, and you are getting closer and closer to realizing your dream of making longevity a national clinic.
I love that.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, why not?
You've been holed up in the office all week.
I have.
Writing.
I've closed in the office, and the door was locked, and my phone was off. And I've been incognito. Yeah, no, I brought in a professional writer from New York to help me with a book. Because I've got the science, but I'm not all that good at putting it down in a readable, practical manner.
Right.
So she and I have been going. She's been recording every word I said 9 hours a day, every day of the week.
Not just one recorder, several of them.
Several, because she had problems with one, so we brought out three recorders. So I was recording in triplicate. Something will catch every beautiful dulcet tone. And so, yeah, we're hoping to get that, we're hoping to get that book out by fall. And I'll probably use it as a premium too when I'm doing. I've signed a contract to do a 90-minute TV special on public TV, not on one of the networks, but on public TV in December as part of their fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be teaching for an hour and then doing 30 minutes of fundraising, you know, and then we give away all the premiums and the stuff that we put together for that, and the book will be part of that. So yeah, I've got a TV show coming up. There'll be the first, and we'll probably do a new one each year. And then we've got this book, and she, as we've been talking, really wants to do a couple, two or three more books.
Yeah.
We were visiting a bit about my rather unusual family history, she was wanting to do some fictionalized versions. You know, my ancestors, the original John Mixon came in 1570-something, I think, with a subsidiary land grant of about 500,000 acres.
Wow.
In the Carolinas. And they did pretty well. And in those days, it was Mixon, M-I-X-S-O-N, son of Mix, basically. Mm-hmm. Started off as my Viking ancestors raping and pillaging their way down the coast of England. And whether they settled or got captured, I'm not sure. Mm. But at any rate, they settled and apparently did well in England because he got his land grant in the colonies. Or maybe they were just trying to get rid of him. who knows? But they did okay until the Revolution. But then part of the family were English loyalists and part of the family were British revolutionaries. And one of the revolutionary brothers caught his brother coming back from an English man of war and had him hung as a spy.
Mm.
So one brother hung the other. So there were some hard feelings in the family around the Revolution. So, and she just kind of thought that would be an interesting book.
Yeah. No, I can imagine that as a book and as Lynette said earlier, maybe even a movie.
Yeah. Actually, I think my romance with Bandine would make a great romantic movie. Oh, but it's a whole different.
Yeah.
So, we'd have to find a way to make it G or at least R rated. Anyway.
Sure, Jerry.
But we're here now. So
we're here now doing medicine.
That's
Leading
right.
Edge Medicine is the show. But no, fascinating because, you know, it's been your dream for a very long time to be able to offer the services of Longevity Medical Clinic to a lot more people and definitely in more states. And you're getting closer to that. So I'm very happy for you.
Yeah,
and congratulations on that milestone. But also it allows us to talk more about what we do. And as a clinic, there has been so much advancement. When we started doing this, you obviously started way, way before me, but it was just hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, that was also frowned upon. Now it's more recognized as okay, and a lot more people are fine with their patients getting it done or with other providers if it's not in their scope of practice.
And now we've got a lot of physicians as patients.
And we do. And also, that whole scope of medicine has evolved, and there have been so many advances in health and wellness and age management that there to improve the healthful lifespan, there's more that we can do rather than just hormone replacement therapy or nutrition and lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, for most of human history, people died young.
Yeah.
Life was short. Nasty and brutish.
Life was nasty?
Yes, it was short and nasty and dirty. I mean, let's face it, human sanitation was pretty, you know, disgusting for most human history. And then starting about 100 years ago at the most, we started to expand the lifespan, and human lifespan, you know, went from 30s to early 40s up to the mid 50s in the 1930s. And then, and that's when we brought in Social Security. The average American lifespan was 56. That's why they set 65 as the age that you collect Social Security, because everybody was going to pay in and only 6% of Americans were going to live to be 65.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, of course, Americans are living to be 76. Now, a few years ago, before they turned our southern border over to the drug cartels, it was 78 years and 6 months.
Wow.
So it was almost 79 years, but we've now lost that. With the drugs flooding across into America with nobody stopping it, we've got, we're now 76. We've lost 2.5 years in lifespan in America, which is really kind of sad. We are no longer one of the first world countries when it comes to lifespan. Okay, mm. We're second world. but we should be able to change that. And I, one of my associations is the Methuselah Foundation, which has a motto, and I've said it a couple of times today, is we want to make 90 the new 60 by 2030.
Okay. I like that.
So, yeah. So let's make 90 the new 60 by 2030.
Sounds and like new math.
And we have the capacity mm-hmm. to extend that, because the first thing we did was extend lifespan.
Yeah.
Because it used to be you did okay up until you started developing diseases, and then you died quickly. So health span and lifespan were almost the same.
Yeah.
You were healthy, you were robust, you got old, i.e., gray hair, and then you got sick and you died quickly. Then through the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, we started extending lifespan. People were living longer, but we did not extend health span.
Mm-hmm.
You still started developing chronic diseases in your mid-40s. The only difference is you lived sick for the next 20, 30 years.
Correct. Ah. You were able to survive with the chronic condition that
yes.
you had because of medicines.
Sure. So medicine got good at extending lifespan, but not so much with health span. In fact, diabetes is getting more and more and more and more common. You know, where the Center for Disease Control now says one American in three will be diabetic at some point in their life.
Wow.
And it used to be one American in 147.
Oh, my.
And now it's one American in three.
Three.
So chronic disease has become more common, but we live with it. So lifespan extended, health span did not. And now what we need to do with clinics like ours mm-hmm. is extend health span.
Yes.
So you stay healthy an extra 20 or 30 years. And that may allow us to continue lifespan 20, 30 years beyond that.
Wow.
So we would love to see people living to be 100, 105, 110 mm-hmm. and not developing chronic disease till they pass 90. That would be the goal.
There you go. And they'd be dancing like Dr. Umat is in the studio right now. At 105.
Okay.
You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine today, and we welcome your phone calls. Already got a couple callers on the line. We're going to dive in with you, Ed, and you, Charlie, in just a moment. Here's that number to get through today. It's 206-644-6006. I don't think I can do that with allergy throat today. That's what I get for driving with the windows down, but it felt so good the other day. Ah, welcome back. Leading Edge Medicine is here. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Samira Umat, and we have Dr. Jerry Mixon live in the studio taking your phone calls today, and now is a good time to get through. Phone lines are open, 206-644-6006. We're going to take a Bremerton ferry across the water and talk to Ed. Ed is on the line. Thank you, Ed, for calling in.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and hello to all of you. Dr. Mixon, in an earlier show, you talked about using estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone to thicken skin. My wife, a few years ago, developed a problem with her perineum where, and she's seen the doctor for it, where the skin is thin and it feels to her like it's been stretched. I'm wondering if any of those three or something else would be a good thing to try. And like I said, she has seen the doctor.
How old is she?
Mid-70s.
Okay, so she's 20-some years, almost 30 years post-menopause. This is not unusual. Yes. Losing thickness and stretch in the skin in the perineum and the vaginal vault, too, very, very common in that age group. And yes, the fix is indeed the sex hormones. Estradiol and progesterone for the perivaginal region, for the introitus, the opening to the vagina and the vagina itself. And then testosterone levels, you wouldn't put them right there. You put the testosterone behind the knee, but you get it in the bloodstream. And the increased testosterone in the bloodstream will cause the deeper tissues to gain resilience. They'll thicken up and get more elastin in them. And the estrogen and progesterone, of course, are most critical for the female perineum.
Is she getting bladder infections or something like that?
No, she's not.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely right. In fact, a lot of our women that go in for vaginal exams are told that vaginal health looks excellent. Mm-hmm. And we don't even have to apply the creams vaginally to obtain that. But then these are women that have been on our hormone replacement program for a while. And so systemic absorption of transdermal hormones will give them good skin everywhere.
And what we probably do in a woman in her situation is both local and systemic application.
Right. Is she under the care of a provider?
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, she's seen somebody for her health care. What are they doing about this? What are they doing about her postmenopausal problems that she's developing?
You know, I don't really know. We're both on Kaiser, and so
they're doing nothing.
So the thing is that at her age, they're going to be reluctant to start her hormone replacement therapy program.
Kaiser at her age is not going to do diddly squat. That's why.
In fact, they're quite opposed to it.
Yes. That's why I said they won't do anything.
Yeah.
She'll just have to live with it if she sticks with them. Are delighted to treat her.
Okay, yes, I realize that. She is on something, and I know I'm going to butcher this name, but it's clobetasol, propionate ointment. Is that for this, or is that for...
Yeah, probably a corticosteroid just to keep it from being irritated. The problem, of course, is that it thins the skin more with chronic use.
Time, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, there is one other subject that I would like to talk about. I'm a type 2 diabetic. In fact, I'm a brittle type 2 diabetic. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of things that I'd like to pass along to your listeners that I've found that are is really helpful. One is that I use a continuous diabetes monitor.
Yes.
There's two know of on the market. I use one of those, and knowing what my blood sugar has been and what it is now, it's far better than just taking it in time.
100% agree.
The second thing is that I'm about 50 pounds overweight, and so I started eating the Atkins items.
Yep.
And as far as their frozen meals, what I started doing is using that. Now, I haven't lost any weight, but where I had a hard time keeping my blood sugars in line, if I eat those, my blood sugar mellows out, and it's great. So what I do is after I tried a few of those, is I make my own. And I think it's probably, I'm guessing about maybe two-thirds vegetable and one-third meat. So I'll do, I'll cook up the meat and put that in vegetables, chop everything up pretty finely, put everything in a big pot and add some kind of sauce that has very little, if any, sugar. Mix the whole thing up and then I'll make a lot of it and I'll package it. Mm-hmm. And put some of it in the freezer, actually most of it in the freezer. And as long as I stay on that, my blood sugars are great.
Yeah, that is perfect. The other thing we need to do with you, however, is to restore your anabolic hormone load so that your body will preferentially make muscle instead of fat. And that will help you get the fat off and add muscle mass. And the muscle burns sugar 24/7, even when you're asleep. So, you know, that's really where we need to go is your next step. You're doing it. What you're doing so far is really good.
Yeah. And, you know, I love it when I hear motivated patients who are trying to do the best for themselves, mm-hmm. because what that tells me is that you educate them a little bit and then they will be successful. I have to tell you, Dr. Brazel was very upset. I was very happy yesterday. And she came to tell me that she had new patients that just signed up that were absolutely motivated, wanted to know everything, wanted to do everything. And the joy on her face was, I am so happy.
Oh.
I just want to help these people. And I know we can. We can make a difference. It's hard when it's a passive patient, but when it's an actively engaged patient, like I said, our health analysis is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more that we can do.
Reality is, though, you know, if we can't do it for them,
we
can't do it to them. But we got a guy like this that wants to be involved, we can do a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree. I couldn't agree more.
You're inspiring us, Ed.
That's right, Ed.
Whatever kind diabetes.
Come on over and let's get you started and let's make you a lean, mean, loving machine.
Yeah. You know, I would love to, but to tell you the truth, I really can't afford it.
Oh, dear. Yeah, and you know, that has been my thing for decades.
Yeah.
Our clinic is the least expensive clinic of its type in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody does the comprehensive program we do at the price point we use. It's just most of the clinics are charging 3, 5, 10, 12 times what we charge. But unfortunately, my staff wants to get paid.
Damn. Yes, and I want a raise too. Come on.
I understand and really appreciate that, but that would be, if I did that, I would be paying far, far more than I'm paying right now. And at this point, I just can't do it. I understand.
No, I understand. You know, there's a limit. You know, we are all limited in what we can and cannot do in life and what we want to do and what we can do are sometimes different.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, one of the things that I have explained to my daughter is that money does not buy happiness per se.
Yes, it does not. But
money does buy choices.
Mm-hmm.
The more money you've got, the more choices you have in how you live your life and what you do in your life.
Mm.
You know, and the choices you're able to make then can make you happy or can destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
But the variety of choices available, and unfortunately, to get first-rate medical care, to do the sort of things we do, requires more than some people have.
You know, in fact, a lot of money can sometimes be such a deterrent that you're always trying to do so much more that you don't have the time to enjoy what you have. And it brings more stress. So balance in life is very, very important. I mean, be damned if you do, be damned if you don't.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, sir. I do understand. And, you know, I have tried for years to keep our prices as low as I can and still pay my staff and pay the overhead, but there's, you know, there is unfortunately limits.
Yeah.
But if your situation improves, come see us because I'd sure as hell like to make you better. And if nothing else, I got a book coming out this fall. You can read it and see what else you can add.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the call, Ed. We'll take a quick break here. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Here is the number to get through with your call like Ed just did, 206-644-6006. All right, we'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. We're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Your questions, your concerns, maybe a recent diagnosis of you or a loved one. We'd love to talk with you on the show today. We are live in the studio. Here's the number, 206-644-6006. All right, we have Charlie calling in today. Good morning, Charlie. So glad to hear from you this week.
Good morning, Lynette.
And
hi. Good morning to Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umet.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question concerning cholesterol.
Okay.
And what level? I heard you say you need cholesterol for your brain and all your blood and everything. Uh-huh. The thing is, my wife's on Repatha, mm-hmm. and it is actually. She takes it every 2 weeks. It's an injection.
Yep.
And is it possible different heritage, where people come from, they might have a tendency to have a higher cholesterol? I'm wondering if her cholesterol is getting too low.
Well, A, there are people that have a genetic hypercholesterolemia where they just make too much cholesterol. And it is, it is a genetic familial sort of trait. And other people, no matter what they do, will have nice low cholesterols. But sure, the cholesterol sure. itself is not usually the problem. The types of cholesterol and
right.
whether or not the cholesterol has been oxidized or damaged by glucose will make a big difference. And so everybody needs cholesterol. It's the mother hormone. It's what you make, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, cortisol. I mean, all those primary hormones are made out of cholesterol. So, we have to have it to survive.
Yeah, and then, you're absolutely right. There is some patients do have a genetic trait where the cholesterol can be damaging to them and can cause coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, mm-hmm. and a risk for increased mortality. And so in those patients, they do use the PCSK9 inhibitors, which is a Repatha class of drugs.
Right.
In fact, this new class of drugs was life-changing because there were many patients that couldn't use the statins and they couldn't get to the levels they needed to. So with this class of drugs, they do drop the cholesterol levels low. Again, the reason is because your wife is at a higher risk. And so for her, it is critical to keep that LDL so low. I have patients that are under that same regimen like you're describing for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So, yeah, well, her heritage is kind of like Finnish, right?
Okay.
And I don't know. I know, like, Norwegians grow different features, being out in the cold, for hundreds of years. And you know what I mean? I kind of look at it like that. I mean, you're Dr. Nixon, you turned around and diagnosed my wife years ago because the other people that you're seeing, you didn't know what was not wrong. I mean, they're doing major back surgery, and you. I talking to you. You said I think she's got a clot in her artery, and sure enough, she had a angioplasty, and like I say, she beat me out of the hospital after that procedure.
Well, you see, sometimes even I get lucky.
Well, no, but it's pretty impressive, Jerry. That talking on the radio, you were able to figure out what was going on.
Well, her symptoms just didn't fit what they were looking at. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah, no, that's a great story.
Quick question. Can I ask you a quick question about?
Sure.
I was diagnosed a couple of days ago with an umbilical hernia.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, is that serious?
No. No, it's
No,
it's not. It's actually, it's a birth defect. You had a weak spot at that umbilicus where it's supposed to have scarred shut, and it just never did. And now you've got a little piece of bowel that's trying to push up through that defect. So you've had the weak spot forever and ever, and just now at this point in your life, as your testosterone levels have dropped and your muscle mass has declined, that spot is opening up a little further so that things can push through. Fixing it, the surgery is very fast and easy. In fact, it usually took me longer to put on my gown and dress and wash my hands than it did to do the surgery.
Oh, wow.
So, you know. But I never told the patient that because I sent up a bill. But, you
know. So easy, an easy fix, doctor?
A very easy fix.
Okay.
You know, little crescent moon incision under the umbilicus. Take your finger, you go through, you dissect it with your finger. You poke the bowel back down in the belly. You pull the fascia closed. You put about three little absorbable stitches across that. Close the Band-Aid or close the skin with a little super glue or Steri-Strip, and it's done.
Okay.
The thing is, though, that you want to do it while there's no problem, while it's still,
yes.
You know, if the bowel gets obstructed, now it's an emergency.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. If the bowel gets caught in there, it can get twisted and actually kill a piece of bowel.
Yes.
Then you've got a dangerous, life-threatening surgical emergency. But, you know, if it's not causing you pain and it's not causing you grief, go find yourself a good general surgeon and he can fix that for you fast and smooth.
Yeah, you'll have to be careful post-op a little bit, not stress and strain too long.
That's
and
right.
Too much. And
no heavy lifting for about three or 4 months.
You're actually, what?
You're not allowed to pick up your wife and carry her up the stairs to the bedroom for 3 to 4 months.
That's
She's
right.
going to have to walk.
And no MMA fighting.
Yeah. You can still carry her groceries, though.
There you go.
So you're saying that your large intestine is kind of pushing in there?
It's not usually large intestine. It's usually small bowel.
Yeah,
yeah, the large intestine is pretty fixed. It can't move much. But the small bowel has a lot of flexibility to kind of wander around the belly.
Okay, so it's kind of like an in and out. I mean, you're not going to be staying overnight.
I never had no. I always had people home as soon as they woke up from anesthesia.
Okay,
somebody would drive them home.
Yeah, it depends on if he has other comorbid conditions or something else going on.
Yeah,
then,
if we're worried about your heart and your lungs, that's different. But from the surgery itself, no big deal.
I had an echo, and I guess I have a really strong heart. But you know, I'm the guy that's got the pain in my foot, right? And I've been taking that Lyrica, and I've been gaining weight, and that I something to do on my with my stomach, because you know it's real firm, but it's growing, you know.
Yeah, well, and, you see, the problem is Lyrica increases appetite and it shifts your metabolism towards fat, and you don't just put fat on your belly, you put fat in your belly.
Yeah.
And there's only so much room in there. And so as the amount of fat inside your belly is expanding, it increases the pressure. And that starts pushing everything. And that's where we start seeing this sort of umbilical hernia pop up. People start getting gastrointestinal reflux. They're refluxing acid up their esophagus. And that's just because you've increased the pressure inside your belly too much.
Can I ask you a quick question about acoustic therapy?
Sure.
Would it help on my foot to have that like done on my foot? Because you know I've called these people, you know, on your ad, the other ads in the radio, and I thought, well, if it works for all this, for other extremities, how about my foot? To repair, because I still got all this pain in there and it's swollen, and
we are using our acoustic therapy machine for musculoskeletal problems right now, and so it is possible it may well help. And you know, we've got the device and do it in all of our clinics.
The literature is supportive because what it's doing is stimulating angiogenesis, which is improving blood collateral circulation, so therefore more growth factors. Mm-hmm. And so it improves fibroblast formation and it helps decrease inflammation. So we are offering it. We do have the best device on the market because it can penetrate deeper. Currently only for longevity patients, but we will be opening it up to non-patients later on.
I see. But so I could probably use it the 3 or 4 months I can't do anything, right?
Yep, that's right. You could come on over and let us do your foot during that time frame where you can't get up and exercise anyway.
Darn.
All right.
I get out and start doing all kinds of things and outside and everything, and all of a sudden I go, oh my God, the pain's there. I thank you guys very much.
All right. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Charlie. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and we will be back with more of your questions. Josette, you are next. And here's the number to get through today to call with your question. It's 206-644-6006. Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat will be right back after this break.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game.
And good morning to you. My name is Lynette Morgan, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat in the studio live today and taking your questions at 206-644-6006. Okay, we're going to jump over to the next state, over to Idaho. We have Josette calling in today. Josette, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hi there from sunny Idaho.
Sunny Idaho.
Sunny Idaho, yes.
And wonderful.
And send the sun.
I understand a significant part of Oregon wants to join you guys.
Yeah. We had to leave Washington State. They took our property tax and doubled it and put us at $1.2 million.
Oh,
you know
boy.
What that does for taxes.
Oh, yes, man. I do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this question is for Samira.
Okay.
In coming down to Idaho, we had a 20-foot U-Haul. We did the first trip down here with help. And the second trip, it was pretty much just my husband and I unloading this stupid U-Haul. Anyway, he has a very sore right shoulder, the ball. He can extend his arm out to the side, up, no problem at all. He says that when he works, it's the next day, it's really sore. Mm. Or if he sleeps on it at night on that side, it's sore.
Mm.
So are we talking rotator cuff? Are we just talking ligaments? I mean, muscles? What's going on?
Okay. Well, it sounds sore. It doesn't sound like he actually tore anything at the spot.
Exactly.
Because that would have been a sudden onset. Mm. there is a little product that I sell nationally right now called Relief Factor.
Oh, yes.
And I'd suggest he start with about 3 a day till the pain goes away and then reduce the dose to whatever keeps him pain-free. So,
I've listened to you long enough, and I was giving him some but not enough, and now I do have him on it 3 times a day.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, because 3 times a day, and it depending on how much inflammation he's got in that area. It may take 2 or 3 weeks to really get it under control, but it usually takes less to keep it controlled than it does to get it controlled. So do 3 a day, and even if it takes a full month, and then drop the dose down once it's more comfortable. If it's not clearing, then we have to say, well, maybe he does have a little partial tear in there. But even then, no one's going to do anything until it's a couple, 2 or 3 months old, and it decreases the acute inflammation. When I did have tear in 3 of my ligaments in my right shoulder, I had to wait about 6 weeks for it to calm down enough that Dan Nelson was able to take some stem cells out of my hip or out of my iliac crest and inject in there with some PRP. But it made it heal completely.
But even then, you did not have surgery.
I did not have surgery. It was just a matter of I needed to get some growth factors in there to get it to heal.
Right. So, you know, sounds like either overuse or a stretch or some kind of tendonitis.
Yes.
And unless he's having, like, weakness from it, mm-hmm. where he's not able to grip things and he's dropping things, then it doesn't require anything urgently. You just want to bring the inflammation down. And you want to rest it some, because if it was because of overuse, you said you were moving, so sounds like he may have been using it more. So if it was from overuse, you just want to give it a little break. Still use it, but not overuse it. There's a difference there. And then see how he heals. Mm-hmm. And normally, a lot of these will get better just over time.
Yep. Does that answer your question?
All right.
Do you like that better than
that
surgery?
Yeah, the thing is, you don't with shoulders, you have to be very careful. You don't want adhesive capsulitis or frozen shoulder. Mm. So you still want to be able to continue to use it some, okay? Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to move it through a full range of motion.
Yeah.
And if it hurts him too much to move it through a full range, and I mean go all the way back and up and forward around, you pick it up and move it for him. But the very fact that it is moving will keep it from scarring down.
Good. Now, he can do full range of motion, no problem.
Good.
That
Perfect.
Does not bother
Perfect.
Me. Putting right. the pressure
Perfect.
On it maybe at night when he's
yep.
sleeping or something. So, okay. All right. Well, I figured you guys would be able to steer me in the right direction.
Well, we're certainly going to try, dear.
There you
thank
go.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank All you right. so
good luck.
So much, Josette. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break here for just a moment, but not for commercials. We're going to talk about longevity.
Ooh.
And yes, and all the things that we
I've
can do for you.
Wonderful things about those people.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And there is nothing better than having somebody call up and say, oh, I've been a patient of longevity for the last 10 years or 20 years or from the very beginning. Or somebody that's called and said, boy, I just started a few months ago and I feel great. Yes. And we want you to feel as good as you can, too, because longevity is that's exactly what we want to do, right?
Is to give you longevity.
Yes. Yeah,
and I want you to have a long, robustly joyful life.
Yes.
And what we're after is not just keeping people alive. We want them to be able to live while they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm after recreating that passion for life that we had in our youth.
You know, when I even like I've been here 13 years, even when I came here, there was no guarantee. We couldn't ever say that anything we did helped improve lifespan.
Yep.
But now that's changing.
It is changing. And both lifespan and health span.
What's the difference?
Improved. Well, generally, people in the bad old days when the average human lifespan was in the 30s to early 40s.
Wow.
People didn't live long enough to develop chronic diseases.
Oh.
When you got sick, you died. That was just pretty much it. And then in the 1940s and 50s, we started getting enough improvements in healthcare that people were living longer. Lifespan went into the late 50s and then 60s and then 70s. And the problem is they were still started developing chronic diseases in their 40s. They just lived sick longer.
Ah.
So lifespan extended, health span did not. Health started going downhill in the late 40s to early 50s, and then people stayed sick and taking a lot of medicines for the next 25 years. The goal now that we've got a lifespan, we know how to do that. The goal is to change health span. So you don't develop your chronic diseases. So you live a not just long, but a healthy, robust life where you can really do all the things you want to do. And that's why I love the motto of the Methuselah Foundation, which is, let's make 90 the new 60. You know, I want to see people running
like
and jumping and cavorting and having a great life. And I don't want them, you know, just dragging their butts through the last 15 years of life.
No.
I want them out running and jumping and having a great time. That's the goal at longevity. We want to extend health span in addition to lifespan.
And we love to do that for you. Here's that first step. It is by giving us a call and scheduling your free health analysis appointment. Take a couple of tests, a blood test, and an in-body test that will let our doctors know kind of where you are and what you have gone through in your life so far and what you're at risk for. Things like dementia, cancers, heart disease, diabetes, brain shrinkage, and so much more. We can get that information by just those two tests, the blood test and the in-body test. And then the doctors will do, well, they'll give you some information, won't they, and offer you a bigger panel, a blood test, which will show you information about your hormone levels, your thyroid levels, and all sorts of things.
That's right. We start bringing in more specialty tests after the basic panels are done, once you become a patient in our practice. Mm-hmm. And there's so much. I mean, we have expanded the realm of what we offer to nutritional analysis, cardiovascular health, cancer detection, dementia, genetic testing. So there's so much more that we do once you become a patient. We look at your telomeres. We can do stool analysis. We can do anything. And that will then allow us to home in on what are your problem areas that we can help us improve.
Absolutely. Get started right now. In fact, you can call this number right now and get scheduled for your appointment at any of our three clinics, Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. Okay, you pick the one closest to you. Here's that number, 866-86-YOUNG. That phone number again is 866-86-YOUNG. You can even go to our website and schedule there as well for the day and time that works best with your busy schedule, lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. We'll take a break and we'll be right back after this.